Welcome to Nevada News. Meg's on the program today. Some great news about economic development in northern Nevada. Randy Thompson has the rundown.
We'll be talking to the Undersecretary for the Department of Agriculture, Dallas Tonsager.
And coming upon the Power Pundit panel today, Heidi Smith, Allison Galdon, and Michael Hackett. It's all coming up next on an all-new Nevada Newsmakers.
Nevada Newsmakers is brought to you by the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, the world's largest industrial park. The Retail Association of Nevada, strengthening the business environment for Nevada retailers. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. And the Las Vegas Review Journal and ReviewJournal.com.
The Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge is South Reno's new hotspot to meet friends and relax in our lounge. Sip handcrafted cocktails, chilled martinis, and world-class wines. Dine on sizzling signature fillets, ribeyes, and prime New York steaks. Fresh seafood and homemade desserts. North of the Summit Mall on South Virginia, the Tamarack Junction Steakhouse and Lounge.
When it comes to state-of-the-art energy, Nevada is the right state to be in. A reliable, efficient network. Cleaner energy resources, like solar, wind, and geothermal. And technology that will help you save energy and money at home. Learn more at nvenergy.com.
I'm Barack Obama, and I approve this message.
You work hard, stretch every penny, but chances are you pay a higher tax rate than him. Mitt Romney made $20 million in 2010, but paid only 14% in taxes, probably less than you. Now he has a plan that would give millionaires another tax break and raises taxes on middle-class families by up to $2,000 a year. Mitt Romney's middle-class tax increase. He pays less, you pay more.
The plan would end Medicare as we know it.
Repeals Medicare.
And that's the same plan Dean Heller voted for twice. But it gets worse. On July 25th, Heller voted to give another $160,000 tax break to millionaires. Minutes later, he voted against a tax cut for the rest of us, the middle class. Two votes against Medicare, two votes against the middle class. Dean Heller just keeps getting it wrong. Patriot Majority USA is responsible for the content of this advertising.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. This is Nevada Newsmakers with host Sam Shad, a no-holds-barred political forum. Now, from the Nevada Newsmakers broadcast headquarters, here is Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we are very pleased to welcome to the program for the first time Dallas Tonsager. He is the USDA Rural Development Undersecretary. Pleasure to have you on the program, sir.
Thank you very much.
So you're in town to talk about a huge deal for Northern Nevada, which is the USDA has approved a $105 million loan guarantee for an advanced biofuels plant in Northern Nevada. There'll be 430 construction jobs and 53 permanent jobs. And this is based on an application from Fulcrum Bioenergy, and their plant is going to be at Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, one of our proud sponsors. Tell us the extent of this and exactly how this biofuels works.
They're going to take about 147,000 tons of garbage a year and convert it to about 10 million gallons of ethanol. So you've got a multiple thing occurring on this. It's just all very positive. They're going to be recycling any material out of the material that comes in, and they're going to use the remaining material to produce this product.
And it's basically garbage, correct?
It's basically garbage. So you're going to extend the life of your landfill along with making a biofuel. Now in Nevada, there's actually not any ethanol being produced here yet, and there's a tremendous amount of being used. So you have a market readily available. You won't have to be importing a product. You'll be producing it here at home.
And it's mandated here that a certain percentage of the fuels are produced with ethanol.
Right. And so also in California, also have a available market in California, they import about over 80% of their ethanol because they don't produce what they need there. So you've got a readily available markets for you. So this project just looks very good. Along with that, their process creates the energy they need to use the plant, so they really don't use that much fossil fuel energy in creating this product at all. So I come from the Northern Plains. We built the corn ethanol industry, which we think has done very well. People will argue with that. This particular industry doesn't use a food-based product. So it shouldn't have any impact on food costs or other factors like that. So we're very excited about it. In fact, we hope it becomes duplicative, that we are able to do it in other places. They're looking at about another 20 sites potentially, including one in southern Nevada. It's the kind of thing I think that Congress intended we use these resources for. So we're trying very hard to look for those kinds of ventures that really have multiple effects.
So ethanol is produced. What happens from there? Is it mixed into gas locally? Yeah. Is it sent off to be refined someplace? What's kind of the next step of the process?
Well, I would suspect it would be used locally. I don't know that it's guaranteed to be used locally. I imagine the company will look for the best markets they can find for selling the product. But there's a readily available market for it because of the need for it in this particular area. So that would be the next logical step, is find a blending site, blend it, and put it into the system.
And corn is needed in other parts of the country, and so we actually need to put that back into another field rather than using it for producing ethanol.
Well, the corn ethanol industry has done well. I mean, obviously we're in a very serious drought situation right now, which is disconcerting for everybody, and prices have gone up. But typically with corn, there's a number of factors that hit on it. We are having a huge export market these days, so the whole world wants our product, and that's obviously had an effect as well.
Of corn ethanol?
Corn in general.
For
an export market. The corn ethanol industry was created out of an economic need in the 1980s. We had a huge farm crisis. Producers looked around and said, we've got to find more ways to use our corn. So they built this industry. They put their own money into it. We think that is of greatest success story at USDA. But obviously right now, in this particular year, it's very difficult with the drought occurring and the reduction in production. And so there's a lot of anxiety about the use of food-based products for biofuels. Congress recognized this a few years ago, and they created the Renewable Fuel Standard, which really focuses on creating these alternative sources of materials for biofuels.
So in looking at, you call about garbage, what is specifically is going into this? I mean, it's not like we're going to be emptying our trash cans over to this place. There's a landfill close to Story County.
Right.
Right by the Tahoe Industrial Park.
Right.
So what exactly is the product that is going in to make the ethanol?
It is the products coming out of all kinds of waste sites, including homes. And so that landfill, instead of the trucks dumping in landfill, they'll be sorting out the recyclable materials and using all the rest.
And it's methane gas, isn't it?
It's creating a syngas, and then syngas is converted to the ethanol.
But there is an issue, though, with methane, I know, from the cow production side of things, the meat production side.
Sure.
Is there a methane issue here that is potential?
Not that I'm aware of. I don't know the exact details of the process offhand. But I do not believe you have a methane gas discharge issue with this.
Yeah, and for goodness sake, otherwise C.J. Hadley's going to be here.
Well, I know
and,
we've
and
had
we're
this discussion
a whole big
on,
fight over
on
this.
Meat production and how it helps with global warming, but C.J. won't go there. So
no. one of the things, now obviously this has been in process for about 3 years.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
And USDA obviously, certainly with all the other things that have gone wrong with power plants and things like this, I imagine the due diligence has been extreme in putting this together. This
sure.
was not a rush
mm-hmm.
job. If the case is that this looks like a profit-making business, then why was Fulcrum not able to go out into the regular market and get the financing guarantees for this rather than having the federal government do it? And then you could use your money for something else.
Well, I think part of it is the time we're in. I think certainly everybody's being very cautious on financing and capital investments. So I think that's been part of the challenge of financing these kind of projects. Obviously, the long-term goal would be that the private sector finance without the federal government taking risks associated with that. So we have no argument with that. It is there's a couple of technologies that are proven, and this will be the first time they're used together. And so we've been studying this project very closely. We believe it's a good risk. They were having difficulty getting the private sector market to finance them without some support for that risk. So that was why the application was made.
So are you 100% the guarantee, or have monies beyond?
They have monies beyond. I believe our risk is about 60% of the total project.
Okay, so they've got about 40% of other people willing to take risk.
Yeah, so there's real capital at risk.
All right, let's take a break. More with Dallas Tonsinger when we come back.
Sure.
The plan would end Medicare as we know it.
Repeals Medicare.
And that's the same plan Dean Heller voted for twice. But it gets worse. On July 25th, Heller voted to give another $160,000 tax break to millionaires. Minutes later, he voted against a tax cut for the rest of us, the middle class. Two votes against Medicare, two votes against the middle class. Dean Heller just keeps getting it wrong. Patriot Majority USA is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Your business workers' comp company should be your partner. The Pro Group customer care team brings you effective risk management training, support, and web tools at no extra cost to you. We maximize the safety of your employees and business every day. Pro Group is with you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, with information and resources at your fingertips. We ensure your employees' safety and that your premium's in line. When you're a Pro Group member, you have the team that's looking out for you. Pro Group Management, workers' comp that works for you. Call for a no-obligation quote today.
Hello, I'm Lance Gilman. Welcome to the Tahoe Reno Industrial Center. The Tahoe Reno Industrial Center, building economic prosperity for Nevada. We are TRI.
Press on, Southern Nevada. It's a new beginning. Information the way you need it. We are fighting for you every day to make your life better. The facts. So you can succeed. So you can plan. So you can dream. And always remember, press on.
Nearly 200,000 Nevadans work in retail businesses, supporting families and the community. Nevada's retail businesses generated over $2 billion in sales tax revenue in 1 year, including nearly $700 million to help our schools. Shop around and see all that Nevada's retailers offer our state.
We're the Retail Association of Nevada, representing thousands of Nevada businesses.
Businesses that work for Nevada.
This segment is sponsored by Forte LLP, a locally owned economic development and government relations firm. And now, back to Nevada Newsmakers with Sam Shad.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we continue our conversation with Dallas Tonsaga. He is the USDA Rural Development Undersecretary.
So Sam touched a little bit on the Department of Energy loans like Solyndra, where we've seen these, you know, huge loan guarantees and then taxpayers are left holding the bill. You're giving these guys a $105 million loan guarantee. Right. What does that mean for the taxpayers at this point?
Well, it means at this point there isn't a cost for it. The cost would come in place if there was a loss, and that we would participate in that loss. Generally, we've guaranteed 80% of $105 million. So that's our portion of the risk associated with that. Now, the Congress, when it allocates funds for this purpose, they set aside budget authority to meet those. So we've made, I think, seven of these kinds of loan guarantees on different kinds of projects. So the assumption is they set aside this funds, and that should be enough to cover losses that they might project from it. So these kinds of they're anticipated. Of course, we must do our best to make sure we're doing wise choices in these. But if there wasn't risk associated with this, we shouldn't be in the business.
So when you look at a company like Fulcrum and what they're doing, you know, what kind of eyes are you going to have on this company? I mean, do you get quarterly reports, monthly reports, annual reports? How does that work?
We get a steady series of reports. So we have when we do the project,
What do you mean by steady?
As the project starts up, we'll be observing that the construction is occurring properly. We'll receive financial reports as they are issued by the company. We follow very closely on it, and we follow through the development process to make sure the funds are drawn for the correct purposes. We work closely. Our client is actually the bank, you know, so we're working with the lender who is the primary lead with the project as we go through.
What other kinds of projects have Fulcrum done that pointed you to want to give them, be comfortable with giving them these loan guarantees?
Well, it's the background that they come from. I mean, the folks associated with the company have an experience in the area, especially the company Waste Management is working with them, for example, because they're very familiar with the waste process. So it is the broad experience of the people and the other companies that I work with that provide us assurance about their ability to do this.
Now, you're saying this is one of about seven projects that you guys have backed?
Yes.
Okay, mm-hmm. And how are the other six gone?
So far, so good.
Okay. Yeah. So that you haven't had. I mean, again, it's a guarantee. It's not like you're providing the money. You're just saying that we're providing a guarantee that should they default, you'll take care of it. So you're not providing the upfront funding necessarily, or is it more of just the full support of the government, which used to mean something until the FDIC came around?
Yes. Well, no, we haven't provided them any grants or anything like that. So it's a look at the project and being involved in the development of the project. And understanding what they're doing, a significant back and forth. We issue our guarantee with conditions, and so there's a series of conditions they have to meet before we even issue the guarantee. So this is, you know, what we've done today. And so we've had concerns, and we always have concerns about projects. We put in the conditions, and once they're met, we're, you know, the commitment is made.
All right, you teased us by saying that there was likely to be a project in Southern Nevada. Can you say where in the Las Vegas area this would be located?
I can't. I'd assume it would be associated with a waste site. I mean, you can speak to the folks at the company. They made the statement the other day during the press conference.
Is it the same company?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Now, have they operated a plant before, or is this a new venture for them?
Well, this is a new venture for most. I mean, okay. This kind of venture is I'm not familiar with another project like this at this time.
But these kind of things have been going on, because I have a little bit of knowledge on this, for about 5 years or so now. Certainly in Europe and in Great Britain, the people have been converting this this biomass into one form of energy or another for quite a long time. So there is a track record of this occurring.
Yeah, and there are other approaches. For example, there's a lot of waste sites that have wells drilled into them that extract methane gas and use it for electrical generation, for example. That's done widely across the country. So, you know, there has been other approaches to it, but as far as I know, as far as the process really moving forward, this will be the first that actually is going to make a biofuel.
Is there any designation that says that the company, when they're building this project, has to use union labor to build it?
I don't believe so. I can't guarantee that, but I don't believe that is a condition.
All right. Well, listen, you know, certainly in this time of need in the construction business in Nevada, 430 construction jobs and 53 permanent jobs ain't bad at all. So thank you very much. And we appreciate you being here, and we look forward to you coming back when you announce the Las Vegas project.
Yeah.
All right?
Very good.
Okay,
thank you so much.
We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Shelley Berkley, under investigation for abusing her office. And the industry Berkley did favors for is still showering her with cash. It's not surprising. Before she came to Congress, Berkley urged her boss at a Vegas casino to buy off judges and politicians with favors and campaign cash. Wrong then, wrong now. A disturbing pattern of unethical behavior. Shelley Berkley, everything that's wrong with Washington. Crossroads GPS is responsible for the content of this advertising.
America has suffered 3 years of crushing unemployment. Remember this?
We'll create nearly 500,000 jobs by investing in clean energy.
What really happened? Billions wasted on failed investments. Thousands of Americans lost jobs, while stimulus money went to companies that created jobs overseas. Paid for by the $4 billion Obama's added to our debt every day. Tell President Obama for real job growth, cut the debt. Support the New Majority Agenda at newmajorityagenda.org.
Introducing the new Charter Triple Play. Upgrade your home with TV, internet, and phone, all at an unbelievable price. Charter TV transforms every TV screen in your home with over 100 available HD channels in crystal clear picture and sound and over 10,000 on-demand movies and shows. You can't get that with satellite. Experience TV that goes anywhere you go with TV channel apps for your tablets and smartphones. Call 855-523-PLAY to get Charter TV for $29.99 a month. Upgrade to the nation's most powerful internet. At 30 megabits, it's 5 times faster than AT&T U-verse DSL, with the bandwidth to support more devices than any other internet provider. Experience it all for just $29.99 a month. Get Charter Phone with unlimited long-distance calling with none of the costly fees like the phone company charges you. Just $29.99 a month. Get the Charter Triple Play, all for just $29.99 a month each when bundled. Call 855-523-PLAY now.
This is Nevada Newsmakers.
And back on Nevada Newsmakers, we have a great Power Pundit panel. As always, Heidi Smith is here, still the Republican National Committee woman for Nevada.
Still.
Michael Hackett, Vice President of Oliver's Consulting, and Allison Galdon, Vice President of Planned Parenthood. A perfect mix.
What so, Vice President?
Senator Reid cannot stay off the headlines.
Now, oh, he's getting old. What can you say?
Well, I don't think he's getting old. I think he's just getting even more Harry Reid than he's been before. Taking aim at NV Energy once again, wants to shut down the Reid generating plant down in Southern Nevada, and wants NV Energy to support this ENN project by buying their power. What do you make of all this?
I think it's the dumbest thing I've ever heard.
Why?
We are in trouble in the state of Nevada. One of the things that keeps going up is energy. What are we waiting for? The windmills that are going to be out in the desert and pollute the scenery?
Well, I think they shouldn't name a coal-fired plant after them. That's probably what really upset him. If they did a solar plant, maybe it wouldn't be so crabby.
If you take a look at that solar plant out in the middle of the desert, it does not pollute the atmosphere. The one that the gold mines put up.
Right, but the one that Barrick you're talking about?
Yes.
In Northern Nevada, right, that doesn't pollute. But, I mean, he says that there is no such thing as clean coal. There is cleaner coal, but not clean coal, and he wants to get rid of this. Yeah. Your thoughts, Michael?
Well, I agree with the issue of pollution, but I kind of see more of that coming from the Reid-Gardner plan as opposed to some of these eye-polluting wind farms that are going to be open. You know, again, it's all part of the whole agenda that Reid has in terms of trying to get the renewables into the marketplace and trying to address what the realities are in terms of the higher costs and all of that. You know, speaking of wind farms, they're going to be, I think, opening up one of the largest wind farms in the country east of Ely today as well too. So again, it's just another piece to this whole puzzle of what is the problem, why aren't we able to properly utilize the resources we have and get them into the market.
But isn't the problem the much higher cost of renewables than regularly produced fossil fuel energy?
I'm certainly not an expert on that. I think the cost, yes, is the start, but once you get going, the price of everything comes down. So, you know, at your previous speaker was talking about the need for investment and the need to take risk. And so at some point you have to take risk and you can't do everything carefully.
Well, the challenge is you can't close down a power plant until you have something that's backing up behind it. We are exporting energy out of the state. We're actually making money selling power to California. But we should be also focusing on the renewables that are natural for Nevada, which frankly is more of geothermal than anything. And why we're not pushing more geothermal instead of solar and wind is a anomaly to me.
But geothermal is having some problems in this state, according to Northern Nevada Business Weekly. Mm-hmm. Your thoughts on this, Michael?
Well, I agree. I mean, when I look at the NV Energy in terms of how they're able to balance what they buy in the open market, the spot market, and what they're able to generate, I think they have a very good balance right now, and I think they're in a position where they could go ahead and begin the transition of phasing out the Reid-Gardner plant as other resources become available and they get them online.
All right, but here's the thing.
You're right.
The ratepayers have been paying for this plant. Okay, and they paid for it for the expected life of the plant. And now you're going to put in, or you want to put in another power plant that the ratepayers are going to have to pay for. Aren't they paying for it doubly here, Heidi?
I agree with you. And why are we doing things at the moment instead of saying, all right, in 10 years, in 15 years, in 20 years? Why don't we take a look at what's going to be happening in 10 years? To cut that off right now, immediately? What is going to happen to the people, the ratepayers, who have been paying for this?
Well, Nevada Energy has already said they're not going to turn it off, and they're also saying we're not going to be going and expanding our
But they were also going to build coal-fired power plants in White Pine County.
Well, and thanks to Harry Reid. I think Harry Reid maybe forgot that Nevada Energy has actually supported him. They actually have endorsed him in past campaigns. He might want to remember that they've actually worked with him very well to not build the plant.
Oh, Harry Reid would be 77 years old if he runs for another term. And wins.
Oh, it's time for a nursing home.
He's not running again. Outrageous things, and then he's not going to run again because he can't after this.
You are going to the Republican convention as a national committee woman.
Yes, I am.
Dr. Wayne Terhune is leading up the delegation.
That's correct. A
big fan of Dr. Ron Paul's, to say the least. What are your thoughts on the Paulites and what their plans are when they get to the convention?
I'm a friend of Dr. Terhune. He's a very nice man. He has competition down in Las Vegas with a man called Carl Bunce. They are fighting within themselves already. They are planning to do something in Tampa, Florida. It's the
like what?
I have no idea. But there will be a commotion. Plus, we have the demonstrators.
A commotion with the Nevada delegation going against others, or a commotion within the Nevada delegation? What do you foresee?
I foresee, according to the Ron Paul website, that they're still going to try to get Ron Paul elected. And the biggest state for Ron Paul is Nevada. So I am going to be in another building with the media, because I figured the media is going to be the safest place to be.
A quick 10 seconds each on your thoughts on what's going on here.
I think it's going to be great theater.
And at the end of the day, at the end of the convention, apart from knowing who the vice president will be, does it matter?
No. Meanwhile, the Democrat unions are having their own convention because they're unhappy with the Democrats. We have a meeting in North Carolina. Obviously, the culinary union saying they're going to take a walk in November. I think things are looking better for Romney in Nevada thanks to some of the activities of the unions.
But, you know, I think in the future, you're going to see the political parties going down. What's the sense of them? And frankly, I would prefer to just vote online than going all the way to Tampa in August.
All right, that's where we're going to leave it. Words of wisdom from Heidi Smith. We'll be right back on Nevada Newsmakers after this timeout.
Car accidents change lives every day. When you've been injured in a serious accident, you need experienced legal help to make sure the insurance company's offer is fair.
Some folks try to settle with insurance companies on their own.
That's why you need experienced, knowledgeable attorneys who will fight for you.
Bob and I used to work for the insurance companies.
We know their tricks.
Call Galloway and Jensen. Over 50 years experience. 333-7555. We fight for you.
President Obama came to the White House with big plans. He'd halve the deficit, strengthen the economy, lower unemployment. What did we get? National debt over $15 trillion and climbing. Unemployment above 8% for 40 straight months. An ongoing economic crisis with no end in sight. He tried. You tried. It's okay to make a change. The Republican National Committee is responsible for the content of this advertising.
Your garage door is the most important door on your home. And now, Thompson Garage Doors has hundreds of beautiful AMR doors on sale. An AMR garage door will add to the curb appeal and value of your home. And a LiftMaster opener will make your garage door quiet and dependable. Hundreds of beautiful AMR garage doors and LiftMaster openers are in stock ready for immediate installation. Hurry, this sale ends soon, so call Thompson Garage Doors today. Local door estimates are free.
Over the years, Class Act has recognized some amazing kids doing wonderful things in our community. Hi, I'm Shelby Sheehan of News 4. If you know a young person who unselfishly gives to others, send us a brief description of their positive contributions. They could be this month's Class Act Award winner. We go to their school where they receive a plaque and a special honor on News 4. News 4's Class Act, a proud partnership with the United Federal Credit Union, Reno Aces Baseball, and Circus Circus.
As always, you can watch Nevada Newsmakers 24 hours a day at NevadaNewsmakers.com.
Well, coming up next, we'll be talking to Professor Wade Fisher from the Astronomy Department at Michigan State about the God Particle.
We'll see you on the next broadcast. Thanks for watching and listening.